musician. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
Should we say musician or inventor of musical instruments or both?
Really, I think of myself as a visual artist.
So tell us a little bit about the instruments you're working on.
Well, I'm a visual artist, and I recently moved to Hudson about a year and a half ago, and a lot of the friends that I have here are musicians, and I was looking for a way to collaborate and work with my musician friends as a visual artist. So I started developing some sculptures that my musician friends could play music on.
I see. And tell us a little bit about some of those sculptures.
Well, the sculptures are made from a lot of repurposed materials. I work in an old industrial building that used to be one of the largest furniture factories in the world, and my studio is down by the Basilica. There's a lot of trains. So the sculptures were inspired by industrial objects.
And industrial objects that you found in place down there?
Yeah, so some of the things are repurposed machines or motors or electronics that I've taken out of other things. There's actually an electronics recycler down there that has contributed a lot of interesting items to the project, and I've been able to use some of those and repurpose them to make sounds.
And so you add motors and solenoids and things to make them operate?
Correct, yeah. So the machines are kinetic, and some of them are operated by pneumatics or hydraulics or motors. And then there's a control panel where musicians can operate those things from a control panel to create compositions.
So they're using a control panel. This is something similar to like a mixing board you see in a sound studio?
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
You can hear a little sound in the background there.
What's making this sound, Chris?
So what I've been doing as I develop these sculptures is a way to come up with new ideas for sculptures, because I don't have a music background, and as a way to begin to incorporate musicians into the project. Musicians have been coming down to my studio on a weekly basis, playing some of their instruments along with the machine. So that's a combination of some traditional instruments, drums and a bass guitar, and as well as the instruments. So some of the drum sounds that you hear are made by the machines, and there is actually a regular drum kit in there as well.
And the musician is kind of jamming with the machines?
Yeah, so, you know, this is just kind of impromptu. There's no score or anything, just people playing around with the sounds and whatever inspires kind of directs what happens.
And you're working toward a performance, aren't you, with in August at the music festival?
Yeah, so right now I'm fundraising and trying to get some money together so that I can make these machines a little bit more controllable. They are a little bit crude at this point, and it's hard to really control rhythm and tone on them. But what I'm doing is fundraising to build some new machines that are much more controllable, making them more musical, and that will come together along with these jam sessions with the musicians in a performance in August at Basilica Hudson.
As part of a Hudson Music Festival?
Yeah, the Hudson Music Festival is that same weekend, so we're working together and you know, trying to bring something exciting to the town.
It sounds pretty exciting so far. It's really incredible.
Who are you collaborating with? What other local musicians are part of the project?
So some of the local musicians are Gideon Crevachet, Brian DeWan, Tommy Stinson, Steve Duran, Melissa Oftemar, Otto Hauser, Aaron and Aaron of Buchan Gase, and many others. There's kind of some of the musicians are touring musicians, so they're not always around. So it's kind of a rotating crew.
And some of the musicians have quite a background of their own. I mean, many albums and long careers already.
Yeah, most of the musicians are pretty well established, which is nice because it's a complicated project because the machines are hard to control. And so I think it really takes a talented musician to be able to come in and step out of their element from the instruments that they're used to and work with something new and create a sound that is, interesting and enjoyable.
What led you to Hudson in the first place? You said you moved here last year?
Yeah, I moved to the Hudson Valley about 4 years ago from Oakland and eventually came upon Hudson and kind of fell in love with it. I'm from Oakland originally and went to school out there and wanted to get out of the urban environment, and because I'm an artist, wanted to be connected to an arts community that could support me. And New York City was really that, but I didn't want to live in the city, so I found, you know, there were a lot of nice towns upstate that had train access to the city, and I didn't have to live in an urban environment.
And then you you showed some visual art right away with Limner Gallery with Tim Slowinski.
Yeah, I've various places around. I had a show at Basilica Hudson. They have a little gallery there. This fall, I showed some stuff in town. Max Goldfarb has a window where he displays stuff, and had some stuff at Limner Gallery.
And so your visual art continues along with the musical instruments?
It does. Unfortunately, I've had to take a break from drawing recently because this machines project has taken up more than all of my time. But after the performance in August, I really hope to get back to it.
How long does it take you to rig up one of these things?
You know, it's hard to say. I made these kind of prototype machines in October, and I put in some really long hours to get some stuff together for a show, and it was 4 weeks of probably 16-hour days to build these initial machines, but they're always developing, so, you know, I'll play with them for a little while and find that something needs some tuning in one place or another. So even though I put these machines together in 4 weeks, since then I've been working on them, you know, every week.
And how many machines are there at this point?
Right now there's about 10 machines.
Oh, and you intend to make more?
Yeah, I hope to have enough so that I can have a crew of about 10 musicians doing, you know, this live performance, all operating machines, and I think some musicians will be operating multiple machines at once.
So you call them machines. They're not sculptures or musical instruments, or are they any sort of hybrid in your mind?
Yeah, I think they're kind of a combination of both. You know, I approach them as a sculptor, but they also need to have the function of, you know, being an instrument. What I'm trying to do is stay away from direct inspiration from traditional instruments so that I can really create a new sound. So I don't want to make, say, a guitar sculpture out of steel that looks just like a guitar. I'm trying to create something new.
So that leads me to my next question is, are you getting inspiration from non-traditional instruments? I guess Brian DeWan and his cousin Leon have invented the DeWanatron. Have you seen that or worked with that, or have you compared notes with Brian about what you're creating compared to what his DeWanatron is?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple things that really inspire me. People like Brian DeWan are an inspiration. Harry Partch broke out of the music scale in the 60s and created some really interesting new instruments. I'm also starting the instruments from repurposed machines, so that's a big inspiration in what do these machines function as and what kind of motion do they have, and how can you just take something that already moves and has emotion and make that into an instrument, and often that will really direct the sound that something makes.
All right, well, it sounds like a fascinating project. Why don't we'll take us out with, we'll hear one of your whole clips of these first recordings. Are they, where were they made?
These were made in my studio, actually Tuesday night, and this is Brian DeWan, Gideon Crevachet, Tommy Stinson, Steve Duran, Elvis Perkins, John Rosenthal, and myself.
And we should give people a direction to go if they want more information. You have a Kickstarter page or something?
I have a Kickstarter page. It's up and running. There's a lot of information on my website, and a link to the Kickstarter page is on my website as well. That is chrisperry.com, and I spell my name with a K, so it's KRISPERRY.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming today, Chris.
Thanks for having me.